We'll move to 702.
702, appeal of Portland Water Bureau and Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association against Historic Landmarks Commission's decision to approve with conditions a proposal to disconnect the Mount Tabor reservoirs from the public drinking water system at Mount Tabor Park, located at 6325 Southeast Division Street, LU14-218444HREN.
Okay, so I think we need to do a little procedural work here, correct, City Attorney?
So last time we left it, we have rebuttal and discussion by council, and I think the parties are ready to present.
Okay, so we make sure I've got this correct. Both appellants get a chance for rebuttal at this point?
Yes, but I believe they're doing that jointly right now.
Okay. So we'll give each of the appellants an opportunity to present rebuttal or in whatever format you'd like.
Probably recognize David.
So, Mr. Schaff, would you like to start?
Okay. I am David Schaff. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. With me is Teresa Elliott. She is the principal engineer who's in charge of our LT2 compliance program. And with me also are John Larson and Stephanie Stewart from the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association. We've agreed I'll start off with just a little introduction. We're here today for the scheduled rebuttal in this land use appeal, and we're prepared to move forward with our rebuttals. However, at the May 28th council hearing, we were instructed to talk to the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association to determine if a mutual resolution of the appeals could be achieved. We're prepared to outline where we stand in those conversations with the MTNA if that is the desire of the council.
Council's interest.
I'm very desirous of hearing that, yes.
Okay. Proceed.
All right. Since the Council's May 28th hearing on this pending land use action, the Water Bureau and the MTNA have met six times for about 12 hours in order to come to a resolution of their pending appeals. Although we are quite close to an agreement, we still have some final details to work out. In general terms, we believe this issue may be resolved and a land use decision made as follows. We would like the Council to delay its tentative decision on the appeals to July 15th. The parties will work in the interim to finalize their agreement. At the July 15th council hearing, council will be asked, separate and apart from its land use action, to consider and approve a binding resolution that allocates city resources to maintain, repair, and preserve the reservoirs, at Mount Tabor in a manner that's acceptable to the MTNA, and to operate them in such a way that they're kept as full as much as possible. The Council would then be asked to make a tentative decision to adopt the Landmarks Commission decision with a modified Condition B and no Condition E. Council would then return to make a final decision either August 5th or the 19th, depending on your schedules and who's going to be here. And then the final one would be the MTA would not appeal the council's final decision to LUBA. That's the overview of where we are.
Can you refresh our memories what Condition B and Condition E are?
Condition B is the issue about keeping the reservoirs full and the 60-day time period. And Condition E is the adoption, I'm going to paraphrase it, the adoption of the historic land, the historic structures report. I can actually,
okay,
if I can
the
find
the implementation of it, yes, yeah. Right. Okay.
So the binding resolution and the commitments are in lieu of Condition E.
And when would the council get to see the proposed binding resolution?
Well, we hope we will. I'm leaving on vacation next week, but we are going to meet either tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday morning and try and work out the final details. And then while I'm away, the MTNA will be having their discussions. We'll anticipate filing the resolution the week of July 6th for council consideration on the 15th.
So it would be published as part of the agenda for council so that the general public would have the opportunity to comment on
that's
it.
That's the intent.
Just procedurally, because this is a new procedure for me, if in the event you were not able to close the gap on whatever differences there are still between you, and because this is a land use proceeding, we're not involved in these negotiations. We would have a date of July 15th then for the council to make a decision in the absence of an agreement. Is that right?
We'd continue the land use case to that same date.
That's right. Our understanding. We have we understand from Lindley Reese that we can schedule two items for a time certain the morning of the 15th. One would be the resolution, and one would be the land use decision. I do expect, and I'm going to let these guys talk as well, I do expect we are going to reach an agreement.
John Larson, Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association. Commissioner Fish, it's not, we've never been here before either. So this is new territory for all of us, I believe. A question that occurs to me is if we are both talking to commissioners at the same time, is it then still ex parte? That is, could we actually, you know, you said, well, we can't talk to you about what this is. We won't know what it is until it's published, but we would be more than happy to be talking with you. We have felt like we could not be talking with you, but if both parties were talking with you simultaneously, it doesn't seem to me that that's talking, as a lay citizen understands the concept of ex parte, that that would not be that. So it's a question that you might want to consider.
First of all, John, I just want to say, because we're not privy to the specific details, but when we were last together, it was the council desire that the parties meet and try to find a mutually acceptable agreement. I think it's highly laudable that you're here today saying that you may have the outline of an agreement, and I compliment you for the both sides for pursuing that. I think we need guidance from Lindley, though, as to what role the council could play in bringing this home, because we are bound by land use rules.
So this is a really tricky one, and generally we try not to give you legal advice in a public setting. I think in this particular instance, the answer is yes, it's still an ex parte contact, because you have a pending land use proceeding, and the question of a settlement within that land use is clearly relevant to it. What you do when you have an ex parte contact, though, is you disclose it. So while the system discourages ex parte contacts, it also provides a remedy for ex parte contacts. So if, on the record today, there were a desire to be communication from the Neighborhood Association, the thing we would need to do to remedy that is to make sure that at the following hearing that everybody on the commission described what the communication was, what the substance of it was, and when it happened, and who it was with. Sometimes it's easier to just avoid those contacts altogether, but I'm going to have to leave that to your discretion.
Well, I know Commissioner Fish and I share the desire for transparency. In fact, I am astonished that these discussions have been that you're so close to an agreement. I did not know that. I know that Commissioner Fish did not know that either. So our staff have been doing a really good job of making sure that we are sealed off from ex parte contacts. I would be concerned about so-called backroom or back office discussions that the public is not privy to, that the land use process is as open and transparent as it possibly can be. So although I would love to know what the I'd love to be part of those negotiations, I'm not sure that it's in the public interest for us to do so. And perhaps the best solution is to come to that hearing on the 15th with the understanding that there will then be a public hearing, that there will then be council discussion, and there may be amendments or proposed amendments to the binding resolution. I mean, just as I was reluctant or not willing to accept the directive from the Historic Landmarks Commission that the council shall adopt something, the council is elected to make decisions on behalf of the entire city, and so I can't agree to be bound by a binding, to rubber stamp a binding resolution without having had a public hearing and a discussion of it. And I think maybe that's the appropriate way to go about it.
So let me suggest some things here. One, I agree with the caution and the cautious view in this case of the city attorney about us having contact with parties to a land use case. However, there's a resolution that's being proposed here as well, and that's a different animal. And the commissioner in charge, who will be filing the resolution, I presume that'll be you, Commissioner Fish, but I guess there are options there, ought to be involved with the preparation of that resolution. As is obvious, I think, here, the council's trying really hard to follow the rules about how we do land use cases, and I didn't know that this discussion was underway either, and I don't feel, as I suspect most of us don't feel, a need to be engaged in that discussion. But it's really important that that resolution get filed, assuming you get to a point where the Neighborhood Association and the Bureau both agree on the language of a resolution, that get filed early or timely so that the community has a chance to see it and develop an opinion about it. And then for the public that are here, you need to understand a resolution on the council calendar, we'll take testimony on that. The land use case is essentially done here, but for rebuttals. But if there's a resolution in front of the Portland City Council, people get to come here and have their say about that, and you will. So I guess I would try to divide those two questions quite a bit, that I would expect that Commissioner Fish would hear back from these two parties about the language of a resolution, that he would work with them to prepare it and file it for the council to consider, and then the public gets to weigh in.
And Mayor, just to clarify, so I think under our rules, the resolution would have to be filed no later than July 9th. Is that right, Carla?
Thursday before.
Thursday, July 9th?
Correct, yes.
And again, since we're in, this is new territory, I think, for all of us. Mayor, I think you're correct. I would have to file it because it requires a council person to affirmatively file a resolution. And I think, though, that my role is largely ministerial, is to review it as to form.
Right.
Not to negotiate new or different terms, just make sure it fits within our form, and then transmit that to the council in
right.
effect.
Yeah.
I, however, since it wouldn't be part of a land use case, would love to be involved in the making of it. And this is a logistical thing, since it might be difficult for you to get, I don't know how quickly you can get there. The mayor and I are both out at the beginning of August. So August 19th is the more realistic date for a final decision.
The plan is that if we're going to reach a resolution, then you would be filing it. We would be talking. I think it would be better for us to be talking to both the Parks Commissioner and the Water Bureau Commissioner if
That's
we're going to do
possible.
That. So you're saying that talking about a resolution is not ex parte.
Right.
Talking about the land use case that resolution has to do with would be ex parte.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of a fine point, obviously. But
well, it's depending on whether the resolution is is in lieu of a condition of approval.
Right.
I think we can navigate.
I think you
waters.
Can too.
I think you hear a commitment that Commissioner Fritz and I will jointly review and file the resolution. And what we're simply saying is the dynamics of the negotiation we can't be privy to because that's outside. But whatever is in the resolution, we can work with you to file.
Yeah, so let me think out loud for a second. This might help. At least it will help me because, again, we are trying to walk through this. But there is a land use case in front of the City Council, two different appellants, and a set of conditions that were proposed by the Landmarks Commission. The council is free today or any other time to approve the Landmarks Commission's decision, reject it, or modify it. That will still be true when it comes back to us, whenever that is. In the meantime, if you as a couple of parties want to get together and craft a resolution on the same subject, that's okay. And you do that in the light of day, and it happens in this council chamber in terms of people responding to it. And that directs us when we go back to the land use case. That's the point of inflection, that when we're in the quasi-judicial role of deciding a land use case, we start and stop that procedure kind of formally, as we've done in this case. But a resolution that instructs or informs what we do is a completely separate proposition, as long as we maintain that separation. Hope that helps. Helped me anyway.
Okay, so my name is Stephanie Stewart, and I'm the land use chair for the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association, and I'd like to weigh in, if I could, here with a question for you. It's a procedural question. So we have made substantive and meaningful agreements between the two parties. I myself personally am concerned as to what the right legal mechanism is to record these agreements. I am personally more comfortable with a land use decision process. I know how it works. And I have seen just enough policymaking to know that that is a process fraught with blind corners. So I'd love, if possible, right now, to get your feedback as to whether or not you think that the suggestion from the applicant to move our agreements into a resolution and out of the land use decision is an appropriate legal mechanism.
I think I'll jump into that just to respond. I think if the resolution, because we do things by resolution all the time. We adopted a climate action plan yesterday by resolution. Resolutions aren't just ceremonial documents compared to ordinances. They do direct bureaus to do things, they are binding in the force of law in the sense that they are the council's direction to city agencies to do things or stop doing things. If we adopt a resolution, just speaking hypothetically, that says the Water Bureau has to do this, 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 and this, that's real and that's binding. And therefore they are required to carry out that action as directed by the City Council in a resolution. That's my version of what our charter says.
And if I might respond to Ms. Stewart and the Neighborhood Association, the challenge with the land use case is that any condition of approval needs to be necessary to meet the approval criteria. It also has to have a reasonable nexus. Anything that we direct to be done has to have a reasonable nexus to the application and the content of it. It also has to have a rough proportionality in terms of the cost. If you were to move forward on a resolution, then in my mind, that would mean that we wouldn't have to be quite so worried about either the nexus or the proportionality because it would be a separate resolution.
I hope that helps. I mean, I think it has the full weight of a public decision.
Go. Yes. Okay.
So other points and concerns that you want to get on the table, please. No.
Well, I guess I just want to say, I mean, we're optimistic. We have worked, you know, we heard a clear direction from almost all of you that you wanted us to talk and to try to work this out. And we took that very seriously. And the Water Bureau took it seriously as well. So we've been, as Director Schaff said, we've had 6 2-hour meetings in the interim. And, of course, we've also spent a lot of time that was not in those meetings. So we've been working very hard to try to reach an agreement. And we have reached agreement on some very big issues, and we've reached agreement on many of the details. But there are still some big issues to be resolved, and there are still some details to be resolved. So we're working hard to bring this to a conclusion that protects the park and the reservoirs and also is appropriate functionally from the Water Bureau's point of view. So I think it would be really good if we could test that solution with two of the commissioners, not to say make a backroom deal, but to test the resolution and its reasonableness so that we have some better notion. Because for citizens, this is very much, we're like in a fog bank. We're dealing with a city bureau's appeal of a city commission's decision to the ruler of both of them. And we're kind of on our own out here, not knowing where the fences are or where the pits are that we're going to step into. So it would be really helpful to have some opportunity to test the resolution with the city council members.
Well, it sounds like you've got two willing participants here from the two relevant bureaus. that are interested in doing that. And again, I just want to say I appreciate the fact that this has been underway. That's what I expected as mayor, and I think it's what all of us expected would happen. Doesn't mean that you're able to get to yes on a responsible solution, but that you're trying, and we appreciate that. And I guess I hope you feel the respect that we have for the work that you've been doing, and that that will get honored here if you are able to reach a responsible agreement.
Carla, what, on the 15th, do we have time certain slots that are available?
We've reserved the 9:30 for this item. That's when everybody's in, is only in the morning.
Is that time still convenient for all the parties?
We've discussed it, and yeah. We're expecting or hoping that what we would do is one time certain, but we would have two items. One is the resolution. We want to go first with the resolution, mm-hmm. and then the tentative decision.
Mayor, under the circumstances, what I would propose is we set over the matter to the 15th, with the understanding that Commissioners Fish and Fritz will review a proposed resolution and file it for consideration, and that file no later than the 9th, and that on the 15th we would further disclose the full extent of any conversation we've had with the parties at that hearing.
I think captures the sense of what I've heard from this. If there's no objection, then that's how we'll proceed. We'll schedule both a public hearing on a resolution and continue the land use appeal until July 15th at 9:15 in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
9:30. Sorry, so jumping the gun.
May I ask one quick
note?
Sorry, just one quick clarification. For the purposes of the council clerk, it would be helpful to know how long council would like to set aside, since it's not an afternoon.
I would set aside an hour or more, because there's going to be public testimony. So,
right. So
9:30 time certain, just to translate that for everyone, means we start at 10.
That's right.
Yeah. Do we have something on the Thursday?
I'm not here.
Both you and the mayor are gone.
Right. There's that.
Well, that would be a problem.
That. So I think we're going to try to avoid other business that morning.
Right.
I'll practice that in what I file or don't file, and maybe others can do likewise.
Execs can work that out.
Do you think that we can be ready by the 9th?
I do too.
I think if we're going to be ready, we'll be ready by the 9th. I mean, we're going to, you know, it's a little bit of a, so this is one of what I was talking about, it's a little bit of a gray area. We don't want to promise you that this is done, but we feel confident enough to sit here in front of you today and say we're working very hard. Okay. So if it's going to be done, it'll be done by the 9th. I would put that little caveat on it, but I'm only hedging my bets because I don't want you to think, well, this is completely resolved, because it's
right.
not. But we're doing our best. We're both parties are working hard to get to a resolution that you can live with.
And the council really appreciates it when we get to a 90% solution that then we get to tweak a little bit. So I have to say that I am so proud of the city staff and of the Neighborhood Association for doing what we asked of you and really stepping up under very difficult circumstances. I knew you could do it, and I'm just really excited that we might get to a very historic, pun intended perhaps, outcome of this very difficult and important case. So thank you very much for all the work that you've done.
Thank you. That will continue this item to July 15th at 9:30 a.m. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay.